Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting...
Oh! Let him play!
He wins. Great steak. Smells like poop.
Honestly, like if Urban Meyer wants to come to Connecticut, bring him on. I mean, come on. I'll take him too.
Nia Jackson, I think, weighs 280 pounds.
Oh!
Can we isolate that clip? Nia Jackson weighs 280 pounds. Oh!
Let her play.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City, brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Good evening, sports fans, and a pleasure to have you here for the Big A to Z show. Good to have you with us from the Dave in the City studios in Southern California. Continuing our work through this pandemic one week at a time, and I think the way things are going out here, it's going to be like 1 month at a time. Man, who knew? But tonight, we are going to take a break from all the news and everything else, and as we have been doing throughout the course of the A to Z podcast series. And this anthology has taken us through many different places. And some of those places have involved foods. And tonight's going to be one of those. I've assembled many of the members of my family for this program. And I'm really excited to have most of them debut on this show. And it's going to be a really fun topic because I've been wanting to talk about tacos for a long time. It was a good suggestion by my friend Kevin over there on the Cape or... one time on the Cape over in Massachusetts. But let's get our family together. I'm going to introduce you to all the people in my family. And again, those on our program tonight, we'll have some fun as our A to Z anthology series takes us up to the letter T. Time to talk about some tacos tonight on the program. That's a subject that we know very well, and what better way to do it than to introduce my family. Big taco fans, of course. So we'll introduce them one by one, and I think that'll do with something my dad likes to do, is introduce them in order of oldest to youngest or youngest to oldest, but in this case we'll be most experienced to not as much experienced in terms of life. And so we'll start with my dad. Dad, welcome to the show. How's it going tonight from Oxnard, California?
Hey, Dave. It's going great. First of all, thanks for having us on your show. And I remember years back when you had your Dining with Dave show back in Santa Barbara.
Yep.
And I really enjoyed listening to that show. That program of yours was really fun. And so this brings back some memories. And now I feel like a celebrity on your show. So thanks. Thanks for having me on your show and our family.
Thank you, Dad. I really appreciate the support for that show back about a decade ago now. I love that show. I miss it. I wish I had done more for longer. Like it's just funny. Like I just happened to move out of there only a few months after I started doing it and wasn't the same, but it was, everybody seemed to like that show, and Dining with Dave is cool. Like I try to revive it sometimes. Yeah. I just love talking about food. I guess that's what it comes down to.
it was a hit. So thanks again.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. All right. And now I introduce my mom to the show. Hi, Mom. Welcome to the show.
Hi. It's really nice to be on your show. It's really cool to see you in action there.
Thanks.
And I too really love that show, Dining with Dave. I actually taped some of your episodes.
I remember that. And when my mom says tape, she means it literally. She took a cassette and started recording on a cassette. It was so funny.
The old-fashioned way.
It was old,
old-fashioned way.
Old school. It was.
Yeah.
And now, next up, I want to introduce my older sister, Jackie, to the program. How's it going, Jackie?
Hey, Davey. Thanks for inviting us. I'm really honored to be on your program, and what better topic to talk about than tacos, my favorite food.
I've been salivating all day for that. Thank you. It's good to have you. Good
stuff. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And now my younger sister is Stephanie. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good, good. Good to hear from you. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited about tacos, as always. Should be a good show.
Oh yeah, yeah, I agree. I think we lots to be optimistic about here with the tacos topic. Now we introduce, last but not least, my sister Jackie's daughter, my niece Ellie, to the program. How's it going, Ellie?
Pretty good. I'm also really honored to be here, and I'm very excited to talk about the topic tacos.
It's a great topic. It really is. It's really a lot of fun. So now we can just start talking about tacos. It's just great. It's a very convenient food. Comes on like a couple of tortillas, and a lot of different ways to do a taco. And I think the way that we start this is to talk about your first one. And not, you may not even remember it. You may not even know what you may not even remember what the first taco was. But we can just start an open conversation. And let me pass it to my dad. Dad, do you remember your first taco? How old were you?
Gosh, I really can't recall, but I remember gathering us around with my cousins, and my aunt would have a big comal full of homemade tortillas. And I think the very first taco I remember was just with salt. So it was a corn tortilla, homemade tortilla, but it was the best tasting thing in my opinion. And it was just about having fun with the cousins and my aunt providing for us. So that would say, oddly enough, my first taco was a salt taco.
I've never tried that.
It's just, that's all it was. It was, I guess we couldn't afford any meat.
Dude. Oh, man. That's crazy.
My first experience with the authentic Mexican taco is quite interesting, because before then, all I knew was about Taco Bell tacos, which is totally different. Crunchy tacos with ground beef and lettuce and cheese. And I thought that was the tacos. So then one day when I I think right before I got married to your dad, he took me to a place that sold the tacos, and I had one. And to me, when I first tasted it, I thought, what is this? The tortilla is so soft, and then there's like cilantro and onion. And I thought it was really bland and boring, and I didn't really like it because it was my first time tasting it. But then later, I got all addicted to tacos. I'm so addicted to tacos now. But the first time I ate it, I thought it was kind of foreign because I wasn't used to the soft tortilla versus the crunchy one from Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know any better.
They don't sell many of the proteins.
So, but no, they're really wonderful. And I actually have learned how to make them as well. So yeah, appreciate them now.
Yeah, you're good at that, Mom. You've made some good ones. Pretty good stuff.
Thank you.
Now, you'd be surprised how many people think that the Taco Bell taco is a taco. Like, I think people still think that today. Like, this is all they know for tacos. But there's more and more people have seen the light in terms of the authentic article, and it is tremendous, you know. So let me go to my sister Jackie, and I wanted to ask you, what was your first taco like? How old were you? What do you remember from it?
You know, I think my first taco that I could remember was when I was like 3 or 4, and it was actually just a taco that Dad rolled up for me. He just was eating, and he just took a piece of his tortilla and he rolled up some beans in it, and he just handed it to me, and it was so good, you know, the tortilla was so warm. But from there, I mean, every time we had them at the parties, I've just like loved them so much, you know. So, I think like the best taco I ever had was probably in Mexico. They had those taco stands. Those are the best.
They are the best.
And I still can't find one comparable to that here in the States.
I agree.
Because the beef is fresh.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I have a few things to say about the best locations that I can remember, so I can advise the listeners in case they don't know. But I'll get to that when next time it's my turn.
No problem. Well, we do want to get the other people's responses, so we'll go to my younger sister, Stephanie. What was your first taco like? Do you remember it?
You know, it's funny that Mom mentioned Taco Bell because I'm pretty sure my first taco was a Taco Bell taco. I must have been, I don't know, 5 or 6. But I've since seen the light and prefer the authentic street taco tacos, the small tortillas, yeah, meat, onion, cilantro, salsa. I got to have the salsa. And it's just great. I also remember tacos from Mexico, and they had these these tacos called gringas tacos. I'm not sure if you've had them
before.
I've
had one. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's almost like a different, or I forgot what it's called. Maybe gringas or arabas.
Arabes.
Arabes. Yeah. So yeah. It's, but the tortilla is more like almost like a pita bread with like a pastor meat. That's really good, and I haven't been able to find it here in the States, but those are really good.
Flour tortillas, Steffi.
But they're fat. I remember that.
But they taste different than flour. It's like a little bit.
Yeah. They're thicker. I remember too. Your Uncle Eddie used
like a pita, but thicker than a normal flour tortilla, which is really
good. Actually, those are original from like the Middle East. So Middle Eastern people actually had some influence in Mexico, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So that's why some of those come from there. Yeah, those varieties of tacos.
Yeah, but I'd have to say my go-to is a classic chicken taco, you know, marinated chicken meat with the green salsa. That's my favorite.
That's good. There's no wrong answer, I think, with these tacos. You know, they're all so good and a lot of great choices. Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. My first taco was Taco Bell, too. I was very young. I was like 7. And I remember I was like, oh, man, this is so good. But then I think when I was maybe like 9 or so, it probably happened earlier, but I just remember it when I was about 9. That's when I had the lengua taco for the first time from that big brown pot, which we still have. We still have that big brown pot. Yeah. And
I make that every year for your dad.
It's perfect. Like, you can think of different ways to make lengua, but that is the perfect way. And I don't even know what else you could use it for. Like, I don't even think of, like, how else would we use this thing? It's just like a standard. Well,
yeah.
I mean, you don't see it very often, the people making their tacos with a steamer like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's really good. It's really, really good.
Absolutely. Yeah, get this. It's all a little sticky, but it's tremendous taste in your mouth. It's really tasty.
Yeah, it's really soft and flavorful.
Yeah. For those who don't know what lengua is just Spanish for tongue. So it's a beef tongue. It's a tongue of a cow. Or, yeah, it's the beef tongue, basically. So you're like, how can that be tasty? But it is. There's actually a lot of meat in there.
Well, it takes a long time, like 2.5-3 hours to cook that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you leave it there simmering. Because it's called braising, you're braising it for like 2.5 hours or more. And then when it's done, it's very tender. So then you can chop it up and put it on the steamer. And then on top of that, on top of the meat, then you layer on the tortillas so that pretty much gets cooked pretty quickly after if the water is on a running boiling, you know. And so you can just pull out the tortillas. It's really soft and warm. And then you put your cilantro, onions, and your green salsa, and then a spritz of lemon. Yeah. That's the taco.
That's the stuff. All right, let's go to Ellie, my niece. Do you remember your first taco?
You know what? I don't really think I do, but I remember. It might be a Taco Bell taco as well, but. I do remember when I was like maybe 3 or 4, I had a party taco with my cousin, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I really enjoyed it, but I was too young to actually, you know, really love it love it a lot. So I was like, what is this? I know it's a taco, but oh. I guess I was used to Taco Bell tacos, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the first time you have the soft shell variety and like the an actual soft the corn tortilla with the meat that you either grill or you steam the way or braise the way my mom did, it's an adjustment because it's just so different. But it definitely, once you have a couple of them, you're like, ah, this is the real thing. Like, you can feel the authenticity in it. And I have a lot of favorites. I think my absolute favorite taco is al pastor, but I mean like the real al pastor that you get in Mexico, like in Mexico.
Yeah,
that is the best. Mm-hmm. It's really tough to find that here. It tends to be more like, I don't know, like the pork. It's like kind of like just regular pork, but you kind of put the flavoring on it. Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain. Yep. Like al pastor, and it's
a sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
probably the best ones that we experienced, and I think it was many of us, maybe unfortunately not all of us, but whoever came along to Cancun, and that special restaurant we went to, I'm sure you remember that. That was probably the best tacos al pastor we've ever had.
With that rotisserie, that tall rotisserie.
They use
and
wood.
They cut the meat. They cut it with wood. The meat is basically layered, and then they cut it at an angle. And then the very top of the rotisserie is a big, gigantic pineapple. So the pineapple gets sliced up along with the pork, and then it's just got this sweet and salty kind of flavor. It's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, the flavoring of the meat, they use some kind of ancho chili powder or sauce, and that gives it that beautiful red texture that gives it that really great flavor that people like so much.
It's almost shawarma how they prepare it.
Yeah, very much like shawarma. Yeah, I agree. It's a tremendous idea.
But the thing about when we went to Mexico last few times we went, which was, I don't think they used to do that a long time ago, but more recent times, people like to go on a taco run around 11 or 12 in the evening.
Just whenever
it is. And it's already like 10, 11, 12 in the evening. They just suddenly decide to go out and have tacos. And you think that's so foreign over here, but over there it's very common. And the taco places are always busy. I mean, really busy. And
they're open till the last piece of meat is finished.
and it's so good. Yeah. The food is so good. Even if you're standing there with your jacket on, it's freezing outside, but the tacos are warm and delicious and good. You know, it's like, wow.
I think what your mom is talking about is like, you know how people here get a Mac attack and they have to run to McDonald's?
Sure, yeah.
Over there, they have a taco attack. Mm. And it doesn't matter what time of day or night it is, people just run.
But in actuality, those taco stands don't open until like around 10 because they're waiting for that late crowd that comes for the tacos. Yeah, they're like the taco carts over here, only they run them in the evening instead of the day.
Yeah, that's true, though.
They get a lot.
That's some of the magic of the tacos. It's like they start all of them at night, and it's like it adds to the charm of it, I think.
Right.
Yeah, most of them. I'm sure there's tacos,
but you know,
24/7.
Yeah, tacos 24/7. But some are specifically for those midnight run tacos.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite taco? Like, is Al Pastor it? Do you have any favorites yourself?
Oh, there's so many. I speaking of varieties, I have to mention that the typical ones that most people know are the chicken, carne asada, and al pastor. But besides those are lesser known varieties that I have to mention here. Is something that some of you may not be as familiar with, but we actually have something called tripas.
Ooh.
We actually have, you mentioned ton, cabeza, which is actually the meat of the cheek, of the beef cheek. Cheeks, the entire head pretty much is used. And we have even the brain, believe it or not, brain tacos. Ooh. We have what we call buche and tripas. Did I say that? Yeah. And even lips. So we don't waste anything in Mexico. We make use of everything. And amazingly enough, they all taste really good. And another thing that another variety that's really good is a carnitas, which is I think your mom's favorite.
Yeah.
Or one of the favorites. For me, yeah, pastor, carne asada, carnitas, they're all good. Lengua, you know, and since I used to work with my dad also at a restaurant selling tacos at some point in my life, I'm familiar with the cabeza tacos mostly and lengua. And one of the things that I wanted to mention is also that some people don't realize that certain kinds of tacos have to be prepared with a specific kind of salsa to give it the best flavor in your mouth. And for example, you have the carnitas that goes with the pico de gallo and jalapenos really well. And then you have your lengua that has to be green sauce and lemon. A lot of times put lemon on everything. The carne asada can go well with maybe an avocado salsa, and that gives it a pretty good flavor as well. And just like that, you typically have, I guess, the green and the red sauce here, but there's so many types of salsas that can be used depending on the type of taco. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it'd be typical for me to imagine an al pastor taco with green salsa, and same thing for lengua with red salsa. It's like you have to have green with that, with the lengua, and red with the al pastor.
Yeah, al pastor typically has to have that avocado-y kind of green sauce, like you say, and it gives it a really good flavor. Yeah.
Well, just to clarify, the pico de gallo is just chopped, really finely chopped tomato, onion, cilantro, and serrano chili.
Yeah.
And then you have the green sauce, which is made of tomatillos and serranos.
Mm-hmm.
And then the red sauce, typically made with roasted, boiled, or even grilled tomatoes with serranos. And then added on is the cilantro and onion at the end with salt. And then there is this other sauce that's made with some kind of chili, like ancho chili. Chili's anchos, and that's more of a darker red color to it. Mm-hmm. I don't really prefer that one. My favorite is the green salsa.
There's definitely a lot of different types. My dad mentioned the avocado one. That's pretty good. And then there are other ones.
Guacamole,
like, yeah, there's like that Baja Fresh one that's got
the blackens.
Yeah.
It's a blackened sauce because they grill it on like a barbecue grill. So then the tomatoes get roasted really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we say avocado, I guess we're talking about guacamole.
Well, there's guacamole where they make it with, it's just mashed up avocados with onions, cilantro, and some tomato, lemon, and that. But they also make in Mexico and here too, they take a salsa and then they blend in the avocado with it. And that comes out like a creamy green texture to it, and it tastes really good as well. So that, I'm not sure. I think you could use either tomatillas or regular tomatoes and then add your avocado and blend it all together. It's really great.
I guess the tomatillas would make it extra spicy, which is the idea, I think, with avocado salsa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Well, spiciness is achieved with just how much chili you put in there.
Yeah.
And sometimes
they're just regular, like tomatoes, but they're green tomatoes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tomatillos are green tomatoes. Okay. But, like, they have different types of chili that give it more spice. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a hotter spice. What is that chili called? The one? The really hot habanero? Habanero is supposed to be really hot.
Yeah, nice orangey salsa with habanero. Pretty good. We didn't get Jackie's answer to her favorite tacos. What's your favorite, Jackie?
I think my favorite is carnitas. And I think Kelly too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
we love it when they're like a little bit crispy, but
yes,
also tender. And we like to serve it with the green salsa.
That's my favorite. Good.
Yeah. And also the pico de gallo, like Dad said, that's also really good.
That's really good with carnitas. Yeah, the combination of all of it. This is a good opportunity. Oh, hi, Steffi. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, so Jackie and I actually ran into a debate about how El Pastor tacos were prepared, because some people say they should be cubed, some say they should be shredded, some say that they're like on the skewer, like a shawarma. So what are you guys' thoughts on that?
Oh, the skewer.
Well, I actually studied that when we were in Mexico. What they do is they take thin slices of pork and they layer it on a skewer, a really long, tall skewer. And then as they layer the meat, then when they cut it at an angle, it comes out as little pieces. So they're like slivered pieces of pork because of the layering of the fillets of pork on the skewer. And then they you take the fire to the meat. So that's why you get that awesome, that really awesome smoky
flavor
that it gets. Yeah. The fire is quite, the guy's just there next to the fire slicing up the meat.
And as I said, they use real wood to light the fire. It's not just like a bulb, which you see at some places. I side with by both mom and dad on that one. I really think that layering it shawarma style is the best way. I don't see it that much in here in the States. You know, that's the most amazing thing.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, like it's pretty hard to achieve. Like if you're trying to make it at home, there's almost no way you can get that same authenticity of that type of apparatus that they have.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you can come close, but it's really difficult. You gotta go to like a place that specializes it almost.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Jackie, where are you in that debate? How would you do it?
Same as you guys. I mean, it has to be on the skewer. It has to be grilled like that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't taste the same if you don't do it that way.
No, it doesn't. And I think
I don't know if I could add like a second favorite, but my second favorite taco is lengua for sure.
Lengua's good. It's so tender. Mm-hmm. Like it's so just
flavorful.
Just melts in your mouth. It's really good.
Yeah, there's so many different, you know, varieties, but even marinated chicken, simple marinated chicken, well prepared, tastes really good depending on where you buy them. Mm-hmm. There's a place in Simi Valley called Luna Llenas. That was my favorite, even above the carne asada that they prepare there.
Yeah.
So it depends on where you go, you get your favorites, you know.
Yeah.
Dad.
Another favorite is the potato tacos.
Ooh.
Potato tacos. Yeah.
Good one.
Chorizo and potatoes. That's forgot to
That's
mention
really
those.
Good. That's a good call, Stephanie. I love that one.
And let's not forget the fish tacos and lobster tacos.
Oh, yeah.
And that's another variety.
The new dimension.
That's the style of the Baja. Baja region, yeah. The
fish tacos are a different genre of tacos because it's kind of a different style. They add different things like cabbage and cheese and stuff sometimes.
Yes.
And it's like every region has its specialty.
Yeah,
you know?
if you're in a coastal city, you'll find more seafood tacos, and you can enjoy that different type of variety.
Yeah, it's interesting how they do the fish tacos where the toppings are a little bit different. It's like they put a really finely shredded cabbage, and then some pico de gallo, and then some kind of it's like a mayonnaise type of
dressing
that has some chipotle added on, so that's why it's got that reddish mayonnaise. It's really good. spicy chipotle sauce. Yeah
That's really fish tacos. I wasn't even thinking about that tonight when we started, but that's a great choice because you can do that so many different ways too. I probably like it best just grilled, even though most people know of it fried, like fried fish, but the grilled one, I feel like, is better.
The grilled one is the best.
Mm-hmm. We should talk about locations, too, because that's interesting.
Yeah, Dad, what are some good locations you have for tacos?
Well, actually, when I was growing up and I lived in Mexico City for a few years, I was studying there and working at the same time. And after school, our friends would go go to the, you know, taco stands at several corners around Mexico City. And my God, those were the best tacos I've ever had, most tasty. But we've been to places like Guadalajara, Mexico.
Yeah.
Of course, the city of Puebla, they have a great variety of them. But if you're talking about carnitas tacos, there's only one place that's the best. And that's Uruapan, Michoacan, which is where my mom was born.
Yeah.
And by far, the carnitas are famous, world famous for being the best from that city. And so, yeah, that would. And of course, we're so far away from those places, but we are blessed in our beautiful city of Oxnard with a few locations here where I can mention, for example, we can get some good pastor tacos at Los Agaves and at the collection.
That comes pretty close to the one in Mexico. I like it.
Yeah.
We can also have a great variety at Don Chente's. And of course, a couple of minutes away from us are those taco trucks that whenever we get in the mood, we just jump in the car and go for a taco run.
Mm-hmm.
But let the rest of the people tell what their favorites are around us. And I'm sure there's some beautiful locations in LA as well.
Okay, Mom.
Well, I have to say that in the last maybe 10 years, the taco cart, you know, people ordering their own taco cart for parties. We even have some family members who have their own taco carts, and that's pretty good too. I mean, they give you the three or four varieties of meats and everything made really fresh. It's really great too. So, but I have to say that the best pastor taco definitely comes from Mexico.
Yeah.
You cannot find that flavor over here. And they have this. Okay, so when we got to Puebla last October, we were staying at your dad's niece's house, and right around the corner from their house was this place called Tacos al Pastor. And it's very colorful building, and it's just all about the pastor taco.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, they had like a replica of like a metro. So, and yeah, then they had this really cool
train cart.
Yeah, it's like their specialty is the pastor, so they would serve it family style. They bring this big metal tray with all the meat, like whether it's pastor meat or the other kind, the taco de arabe,
mm-hmm.
which is a different arabe, which is like, I'm not sure what they put on that.
Flour tortillas and.
And then they bring you all the condiments, and the people just serve themselves like that. It's really very interesting over there. So, yeah, I love that. And the carne asada, of course, is a lot of people love that one.
What do you have in Santa Monica that might be?
That's a good question.
Visiting.
You'd be surprised. I mean, there are a couple of good ones. I think you've been to one of them, Tacos Por Favor. That's Olympic
that
and 14th. Really good food all around. Like, just great plates. And the carne asada is amazing over there. Very good. And chicken's good, too. The al pastor is good. I wouldn't put it on the same level as El Fogón over in Cancun area. But the others are just terrific. And the tacos are a little different. They use bigger tortillas. So it's kind of like having two tacos for one taco. But it's good.
So there's a really large location in LA, as you can see that from the freeway, King Taco. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, King Taco's good too. Yeah.
No, I love King Tacos. King Tacos also has really good tamales too. Just so you
know. That's right. Never tried those.
And burritos. Everything. Yeah, King Taco is good.
I miss King Taco.
I've only been there once.
Yeah, that's in East LA, and that's really good tasting.
They have several locations of King Taco. There was one in Pico Rivero and other places in Orange County. On your way to Disneyland, you can see one.
In downtown LA, right? Just like I thought I saw one by the freeway once over there.
Yeah.
But like anything else, you know, the original is usually my favorite. The original locations, like Tommy's, you know, in LA. It's hard to describe, but it's for some reason they taste just a little bit better at the original place.
I think that's true with Tommy's. Yeah. Where is the original King Taco? Where is it?
It's in East LA.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, okay.
In East LA. You can see it from the freeway.
Mm-hmm. I got to go there. Maybe after coronavirus, but I would like to go there.
Yeah, just past downtown. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a pretty trendy taco place called Pink Taco on Sunset Boulevard in LA. Yeah, it's a pretty like bar rock and roll kind of scene. And you sit down and there's lots of music and lots of like different like rock and roll decorations, but also like the sugar skulls, you know, mm-hmm. where you see like Dia de los Muertos. It's pretty colorful place. And what makes it a pink taco is that they marinate the onions in like this, I don't know, like they pickled it like kind of like kimchi, and so it makes it pink, the onions.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they put that.
I think it's called curtido.
Trademark taco.
Curtido.
It's called curtido, I think.
Curtido.
Curtido. Yeah.
And yeah, I like the margaritas of Pink Taco too. Really good.
Yeah, they have really good margaritas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there's also
in the San Fernando Valley, the tacos and beer, or is it salsa and beer?
Have I been there with you? I can't remember.
Yeah, let me look it up. But yeah, that place is pretty good too. It almost reminds me of like a better Acapulco or a better Yolanda's.
Did we not go with your cousin, Cari, there?
Yeah, we went with Cari and Nancy. Yeah, it's called Salsa and Beer, and there's several locations.
Yeah.
One in North Hollywood, one in Lake Balboa. I think there's also one like close to Van Nuys. But yeah, that place is pretty good too.
I gotta check that out.
I forgot to mention also Tijuana has some good tacos.
Oh yeah, that was actually the first time I had a pastor taco was in Tijuana, and it was the best, one of the best I've had.
Mm,
yeah, because they have the just like in Puebla, they have the what do you call that? The rotisserie.
Yeah. So if you don't have the time or the the desire to go deep into Mexico, at least just cross the border and get it.
The first time I had that. That was excellent too.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. I'm likening, just from the descriptions we've had, I'm likening the Al Pastor to like brisket in American culture with barbecue. Like you have to put time and effort into it to really make it the best.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of work.
It is.
And if you've ever seen a documentary on those, there's actually a documentaries on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Tacos or something like that. There's like four different episodes, different kinds of tacos and how they originate, you know, where they originate, how they prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And Al Pastor, it takes quite a few people, like three or four people to carry that big monster of a, what do you call that, rotisserie skewer.
Oh, wow.
It's so heavy,
yeah.
And you got to take at least two big guys to prop
to
it up.
To probably mount it.
Yeah. And mount it there next to the plane, so. And yeah, it's
the guy is like, it's like encased in glass, the area where he's working.
Yeah,
they got the fire just like a flame, just throwing it onto the meat.
Yep.
And the guy right next to the flame is like slivering the meat. And I'm like, gosh, it's so scary looking, but it's really good.
Yeah, it's entertaining too. I gotta go to Jackie. Yeah. Let's go to Jackie with her favorite locations for tacos.
I really like this place in Oxnard called El Taqueria El Tapatio. It's in the collection.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have two like locations in Oxnard. There's one like on Ventura Road next, close to Mom's house. And then that one in the collection. But they're pretty good.
Pretty good. Let's see. How about Ellie? Do you have any favorite spots?
I think I have to agree with my mom there.
Okay.
I love it as well.
We eat together, so
yeah,
it kinda makes sense.
We always do. It does.
Oh, hold on.
I cannot. So,
hold on, Ellie. Hold on, Ellie. I think You may have forgotten one.
I forgot one, yes. There was also this place. I forgot where it was, but it's called, I think it was called Carnitas El Rey.
Yes.
Yes.
Carnitas El Rey.
And
when did you guys go there without me?
After school.
I haven't been there either, Jackie. Don't worry.
We gotta get over there. I keep forgetting that. Like it's
they keep
really
talking
good.
About it. I haven't gotten there yet.
I often pick up Ellie from school, and one time we went after school, and it was unfortunately it was a day that where they closed, and we were so disappointed. But we came back the very next day, I think, and we had a date. Ellie and I had a date, and we had carnitas tacos. That mm-hmm. was so good, huh, Ellie?
Yeah.
And I think it's probably better than the ones you were talking about earlier in my mind, because mm-hmm. you were so impressed with them. And I know your mom would love those. Yeah.
Mm. I have a really great memory of my father-in-law. David's dad used to make carnitas, and he had this enormous pot, and they would put it on the you would have to use like at least two burners, and then they would fill it with like lard, and then they'd leave the pork there just simmering for hours. But as a result, when they pulled out the carnitas, it was like so tender and just so tasty, and people would, you know, order the meat from my father-in-law, and they would purchase it from him. It was so delicious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he utilized that style from Uruapan, Michoacán, I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the best makers of that. And mm-hmm. my brother became good at that too.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
yeah,
really? So, wait. Diego Gonzalo or Eddie?
No, Eddie.
Eddie.
Oh, okay.
And then they would use this like gigantic wooden spoon. The stirring it up, you know, moving the meat around. It was really impressive. Yeah.
It looked like an oar.
It looked like an oar.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to do that. But I mean, it's pretty interesting.
It takes a lot of work.
I can imagine.
Very time consuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah. Really good. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we can close with this topic. We can get into the topic of wacky tacos, like esoteric types of things, like breakfast tacos, and I don't know, tacos with like weird ingredients in them. Yeah, Korean tacos are good.
Well, I don't think this is a weird wacky taco, but I do have a memory of when they would just take a guacamole and then put some chicharron with it.
Oh,
and
that's another thing.
That's really good too.
Oh, that is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephanie, yeah. Do you remember a place called Kogi Barbecue? They used to rob these trucks all over town.
Or I never actually tasted them, but I'd seen them around, and they grew quite popular on social media.
Yeah. 10 years, like the beginning of social media, 10 years ago or so.
It
really blew up.
Another place similar to that is the White Rabbit truck. Mm-hmm. They actually had a storefront here in Oxnard for a little while, White Rabbit, and that store, that was a Filipino-Mexican fusion truck. Mm-hmm. So they had, like, adobo tacos, and that was pretty good, too.
Ooh, right. Never tried that. Jackie, do you remember any particularly unusual style tacos or, you know, off the... Yeah.
I actually saw one on the Food Network that was kind of funny. It was kind of like a breakfast taco, but what they did was they took like a pancake and then they added like the breakfast meat and the sausage inside. And then they actually called it a paco because it was a pancake and a taco at the same time.
A paco.
I don't think it caught on.
That was a pancaco.
A paco.
I think the funniest ones are the ones at Taco Bell where they layer it so many times. Like they put first they put a flour turkey, and inside is a what do you call it? What are those things called? The chalupa.
Yeah.
The chalupa that's wrapped with another flour turkey, and like so many layers, it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if you like it, but
I've seen on social media they have like sushi tacos and stuff like that too. I don't know where, but they're out there. But what mom was telling
talking about with the Taco Bell, it reminds me of an SNL skit that they did where they had this commercial for this restaurant called Taco Time. And then they just kept, they had like a taco, but they just kept like adding things to it. Like, and then we're deep frying it in pancake batter. And then in a pizza. Like, it got to this like huge taco that was, had like 20 layers of it. And it was really crazy. If you have the time, Google or YouTube SNL Taco Time skit, and it should be funny.
That's funny.
They're making fun of Taco Bell because they do that for real.
Yeah. I wonder how many layers you could actually do in real life like that. Probably maybe like 30. It'd be like ice cream cone. And then...
It's soft, but then it's crunchy.
And chewy.
Chewy. I think as with most Mexican food recipes, it's best to, you know, maintain the original recipe and not mess with it, because that takes away from the, you know, the original intent. And I just love the simplicity of each style of taco.
Yeah, I think ultimately that's what you want, because less. I think that's part of what makes it true to its roots, is that there's not a lot to it, and it really isn't. It's like it's tortilla, meat, cilantro and onion, and then you just, you know, the salsa can be different, but when you keep it that simple, not as much, many things can go wrong. So I think there's a lot to that.
And don't forget the grilled jalapenos and onions.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, cebollitas.
Mm-hmm. And then the cebollitas. Oh, that's yeah, because the cebollitas is sweet and just really flavorful.
What do you call those onions?
It's a chive, but then it's like a chive, but then the bulb is a little bit bigger.
It's like a giant chive.
So yeah. It's got a little bit of a meatier texture because it's a little bulb attached to the chive. So it's really good.
That's a good description. I mean, I eat the whole thing all the way to the tail. It's great.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I stop at the neck.
Yeah, not for the tail's not for everybody, but I like it.
I always like the grilled onions, but then if the jalapeno gets mixed into it, it's kind of really too spicy for me. But it is really good though, those gigantic jalapenos.
Yeah, those are good.
I feel like tacos are the only food that like I can never get tired of them. Like, I can eat them, and then, like, the next day, if somebody says if I want to get tacos, I still feel like I'm in the mood for tacos.
Well, I think in Mexico, they literally do go almost every day for a taco run.
Well, it's time
yeah.
Yeah.
And I was surprised, because I would be going to bed, you know, getting ready, getting into my pajamas, and then the next thing I know, somebody will pop their head into the room and say, hey, let's go. I go where? We're going to go get tacos. I'm like, what? So funny.
Wait, did we mention a barbacoa? That's another.
No, style. We didn't mention barbacoa.
Yeah, that's another style. That's also intricate and takes a lot of work to make. But just, I don't know how to make many tacos,
I
do know how to eat them all.
I don't know. It takes a special talent.
Special talent.
Oh, yeah.
The way you hold the taco is very important, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were telling me.
You have to have a taco stand, you know, stands. And it's not, you know, it's not well known, but people need to know this. So you stand up straight and you spread your legs, because inevitably you're going to drop some things.
Yeah.
And if you don't watch it, it'll land on your pants or your shoes. So very important technique.
Definitely.
I'll show you. I'll send you a video later.
I like it. This has been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed talking tacos with all of you guys. I miss the taco. I think I haven't had tacos in about a week. I haven't been that long, but if you're going to get a tacos down the road next, where do you want to go? Like, we're like someplace close, I guess, but where would you want to go? I'm actually start with Jackie. Where would you like to go next.
I want to try this new place that Steffi told me about, this taco truck that's on Oxnard Boulevard behind the Chevron.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie, are you going there too?
Yeah, my my coworker Martha actually highly recommended it. She says she goes there every so often and even takes home leftovers to eat the next day, and that's pretty good sign of good food, because usually at those kind of trucks you have to eat it the same day, otherwise, or in the same hour, otherwise it's not good. But if she tells me that the next day it's still great, then I'm expecting great things from this place.
Love it. Love it. I can't wait to hear your report. That'd be great.
That's a good point also. The tacos are meant to be eaten like right off the grill and right in the spot. Because I don't like yesterday's tacos. There's no way. I mean,
or for example, if you're
if
you're at a restaurant and they wait too long to serve you your taco, it's not as good as when you get it straight out of it. Like you're getting it from a taco cart.
Yeah.
It's going to be guaranteed really warm and, you know, just the right texture and everything. But if you're getting a restaurant taco, sometimes who knows when they cook the meat and the tortilla is already cold by the time it gets to you. It's not as good, right? So
that's true. Yeah, it's all pretty good. I think, well, I'll just run down some of the locations of some of these spots for everybody listening tonight. So the taco truck that Stephanie mentioned is at the Chevron at Gonzales and Oxnard Boulevard. Tacos del Rey is at Fifth Avenue, I think. Yeah, Fifth Avenue and Oxnard, more a little
Fifth
bit
Street.
To the east of Oxnard. Yeah,
it's Fifth Street.
Okay, thanks. It's been a while. I forgot. I missed that place. I don't know if they're doing takeout, but I hope they are. That'd be great. And then what else? We had King Tacos in East LA. We mentioned that. Pink Tacos, a bunch of places. That's probably the easiest one. Will be the one in West Hollywood. So look for it there. And Tacos del Tapatio is Ventura Road, and that's like Fifth Street too, right?
Right. So. And don't forget Los Agaves.
And Los Agaves.
Los Agaves, that place does have really good pastor tacos, and they have one in Santa Barbara, Camarillo.
There's several.
Thousand Oaks. There's so many now.
Yeah.
And one here in Oxnard as well.
Yeah, Los Agaves. You can find them on the web.
They are good.
Yep.
Well, the taco trucks on Ventura and Gonzales are also really good, and it's a good option when you're in the mood for a quick bite.
Love it.
Yep.
All right. Well, everybody, this has been a great time. I really thank you for joining us. I'll give it to each of you for final thoughts, and we'll run it down the family. I'll start with my dad.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks again for having us, David. That was fun. It's fun to hear everyone joining the conversation, and I really enjoyed it. Thanks, and have a good night.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us on this special podcast. We really enjoyed it, and now I want to go out and have some tacos.
Me too. Me too. Thank you, Mom. It's been great. Okay, Jackie.
Thanks, Davey, and I'm always available to talk about tacos. Go have yourself some tacos.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You too. Stephanie?
Much like my sister, I'm always available to talk and eat tacos, so I'm open invitation. So,
love it.
I hope you guys have a good night. Thanks for having me.
Right.
Got it. And Ellie, for the last word?
Yeah, again, thank you for having us, and I really enjoyed talking about this topic. I'm really hungry now. I'm free to have tacos when this podcast is over. And
Wonderful.
I think Ellie's going to buy tacos for all of us.
Yeah. Right. All right.
No, please. Someone else pay. I don't have that much money.
Thanks time. Again, Dave.
Thank
all right.
Davey.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good night. I'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye,
night.
Everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that's my family.
Bye, Ellie. Bye, Steffi. Bye, Jackie.
Bye, Jackie. Bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
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 Bye. All right, everybody. That's my family. That's going to do it for our show tonight.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that. I mean, I look forward to part two, where we do Tacos, the sequel. And I think we could add our friends, or my cousins, Elizabeth and Christian, to the mix. That should be good. I'm Dave Medina. If you've been looking for me, you can find me on Twitter at DickCow, on the web at DickCow.com, Apple Podcasts, Dave in the City Out West. We hope you've enjoyed everything. We'll be back with a letter U. We'll see you next time.